plate a potential nugget.
And which element of entrepreneurship do you think is least understood? You know, given the, let's say, the excitement around entrepreneurship as a concept, as a theme, a lot of people taking the plunge straight out of IIT Bombay and a few other places. In your experience, where do you think, where do you see people having a blind spot? Which element of entrepreneurship is often least understood in your experience?
I don't know if it's least understood because you did mention it earlier. I think maybe the resilience part of it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of the other things you'll see in normal management or business textbooks, but just that character. And I would say resilience, even in the face of adversity, is probably theoretically understood, not practically internalized when people start it. And then when it hits them, then that's when they realize.
And maybe that's sort of an interesting juncture to talk about your...
Your
episode in the context of what happened at eBay.
Yeah.
And also recently, I think the Stazila founder went through a tough tough situation.
Yeah.
So what's the... So what does resilience mean in practical terms for an entrepreneur?
Perseverance in the face of adversity. And there's, I mean, it's a very simple definition, right? And I would say there is this poem by Rudyard Kipling, If... which I just got reminded of the other day when I was reading, hearing somebody else's podcast. And that poem used to be it used to really motivate me. Mm-hmm. And it talks about how, I don't know if you've read the poem, but it talks about how essentially you can go from rags to riches, and let that not affect you. And then throw it all away. And let not that affect you. And the reason that if is that if you can do this, then the last line is you'll be a man, my son. Right? And that really has always resonated with me. And it's probably something I'll give to my son when he's, whatever, 16. So to me, that equanimity, having this drive, this passion, and getting in day in and day out on doing stuff, yet when the cheese gets moved, to have that maturity, that gravitas, that equanimity, whatever it is, to be able to switch context and handle that situation. I think that's what separates the men from the boys.
And specifically large institutions, Avnish, as entrepreneurs, you're always often opening doors which are much bigger than you, or dealing with institutions which are often much bigger than you. So any insights on... how to deal with such situations? For example, legal system is one, right? Where you feel like an inconsequential pawn when these things happen.
Yeah.
So any insights on just how to deal with these large institutions when you go through these phases?
So I think one of the things that we have not done well enough, even in my experience, I realized that post facto, is that one has to think about the fact that one operates in an ecosystem. And some concept of risk management and some concept of, and by the way, this is not just India. eBay, when they pioneered the model in the US, Meg Whitman, I think, had an arrest warrant or there was some inquiry for some gun sold in New York, state of New York, on the site. So the models were not understood. And then there was a new legislation that came in. So I think recognizing these things upfront, maybe therefore having some stakeholder management over there is important. And it's very easy for us to say this is India and it's a banana republic, which often it is. But to actually be able to recognize that this is part of doing business in a disruptive model. And you have to slowly educate people about that disruption. I do think that's something that people should know.
Back to that super forecasting, right? You need to forecast risk as well.
Exactly.
Got it. What was interesting for me here was what often differentiates the great founders from the good founders, building on what just Avnish said, is actually the stuff that no one teaches you explicitly, but the stuff that people learn along the way on their own. And that often differentiates the men from the boys, or the women from the girls, as the case might be. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit audioboom.com and look for Play to Potential. Or subscribe on iTunes.